Freebo, thank you for joining me from L.A., where you are right now.
Larry, it's a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be on the radio with you, see you in person. And one of my favorite places on the planet is Port Townsend, well, and the radio station. In fact, I got to tell you, I'm wearing my KPTZ T-shirt, one, with the radio tower. I just happened to put it on. I said, oh, my God, I'm doing an interview with Larry today.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. I'm not wearing one of mine, but we find it happens. It happens often. In fact, we have a little series that we're putting on at Rain Shadow Studios where you and Alice performed a while back.
We did.
Yeah, and we're doing a series called Live from Rain Shadow where we're trying to keep the sense of live music alive, and even since we can't have audiences, so we're having solo performers playing live, going straight to the radio station, and we do a live broadcast concert with just an engineer and a host there, and that's it. No audience allowed. One of our artists the other day just showed up with that same T-shirt, so it was perfect. It was perfect. Anyway, this all has thrown a kink into your life as a touring musician, and you've been a touring musician for probably more years than you even want to count. I mean, my whole life of being aware of music, you've been out there touring with various artists and being part of important performances as well as recordings, of course. But the world of a musician, given the current times in terms of record companies and the way people make money off of music, the name touring musician has become a very important part of being a musician in the last 10 years, at least.
Yeah, it really has, and especially with the fact that CDs are going out of style. More and more people are streaming music, which is really sad on several levels. First of all, streaming just doesn't sound as good. And more importantly, it's a horrible way of a musician being supported, or songwriters being supported, or artists being supported for what they do, because the amount of money you get from streaming is so minuscule.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their stories of getting a check for 32 cents.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like, you know, like for 100 plays, you get a penny, and it might even be 1,000 plays, but it's really horrible, and these companies are making huge amounts of money, and people are paying, you know, $10 a month for their subscription, and we're getting nothing. So I'm not saying it in the way of complaining, but I am saying it in the way of a lot of that revenue has dried up, and so the revenue that's left is live performing. Mm-hmm. And now that there's no live performing, it takes that away. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, I try to be optimistic. And as an ex-jock, as an ex-sports junkie, and I still love sports, one of my favorite expressions is take what the defense gives you. You know, in football, if the defense has an 11-man line, pass the ball. If the defense is laid way back for the pass, run the ball. It's very simple. So what the defense is saying is, hey, you can't tour. So what do? Well, what I'm on the planet for, and you certainly, you know, hearken to it, I've been doing this. I've been making music for 50 years, you know, a little over 50 years, a half a century. And it's, I think it's what I'm here for. I know it's what I'm here for. You know, I feel very grateful that I've been somehow gifted, you know, with the craft of music, and I've studied it and I love it, and it feeds me, and I'm grateful that it's fed other people through the years. When somebody says, gee, I saw you on stage with Bonnie Raitt, and I'll just never forget it, and you playing the bass with your big hair, and I'm going, well, gosh, all I was doing was going boom, boom, boom. Bonnie was doing, everybody was there. But for some reason, people remember that, and whatever it is that I lent to it, I feel very proud of that, and now I'm making my own music. And so, you know, my charge, you know, my role is to play that music, to create that music, and to somehow get it to people. And you never know how many people, but if it goes to one person and it gives that one person joy, or they can relate to an emotion, that feeds me. So I basically have the same mission that I had before COVID. It's just a question of how do I get my music out there? How do I deliver it? And that's been a very interesting challenge. And it's similar to what you're just talking about on you know, at the radio station and doing the live thing from the studio, where you then broadcast it on the station so people can now hear it and they can experience it. So essentially for us, what that's become is streaming, where I can sit at home on my computer, playing my guitar, singing my song, talking to the people, essentially doing my own little TV show. And it's a question now of me getting my technical stuff together so that I have a good microphone, so that I have a good Wi-Fi or an Ethernet cord, so that I don't have a fisheye lens camera, but I have a good camera, so that at least what I'm presenting is coming over, it's sounding good, it's looking good. So your experience out there in radio, TV, computer, streaming land can be a good one. And then it's a question of, okay, without getting down on the knees and begging and pleading, how do you get people to help support you?
That's
and
right.
What's been really interesting, Larry, is that you don't really have to beg. Is that it's really nice that there are enough people out there who really appreciate what we're doing and are grateful to have this music coming into their home on their computer, and that they will, in fact, put money in the tip jar, which is nice to know. I'd say that, along with, fortunately, I applied for the unemployment thing. I just got approved, so I'm going to have some money coming in retroactively from all these weeks when I haven't worked, and that's a godsend. You know, it really is. And that takes me a little bit, and forgive the rant, but that takes me a little bit to politics. That thank God that between the Republicans and the Democrats, they came up with enough of a package to at least help out. I think it's really sad that the Republicans are holding it up now in terms of continuing benefits. I mean, I figured it out. The $600 a week, it comes out to, for a 40-hour working week, it comes out to about $15 an hour, which is now the minimum wage, thank God, from $7.50 an hour. And it's not like it's a whole lot of money, and I think it's really sad that so many of the politicians who have way more money than that are complaining that that's too much money, people don't want to work, we're going to take away that money so they have to go back to work. That would be a great argument if there was work to go back to.
That's right.
But for so many people, and people like us, there isn't. So I'm a little angry at that, and I'm angry at our president that his whole narrative has been the denial of this and getting America back to work. I'm a little angry that I spent the last 4 or 5 months isolating, and that's all gone to waste. You know, we're right back where we started. So now that I vented that, you know, it's like, okay, take what the defense gives you. So we're back to square one. So I've probably got another year of, okay, how do I keep making music?
That's right.
And get my music out to the public. Exactly.
That's interesting. I find a lot of people now are coming to that, settling into that realization, you know, and getting rid of the old optimistic hopes that maybe in October, maybe November, maybe December.
Ain't going to happen. Yeah. I'd love to be wrong. I hope I am. And if it does, that would be wonderful. But the reality, honestly, is, I mean, we're not really booking shows till pretty much like late summer and fall of 2021. So, okay, so take what the defense gives you, acceptance. So for me, it's like, okay, why am I here? I am here to make music. So this is actually an opportunity for me, and this is the way I'm trying to look at it, to write a lot more. I'm doing a lot of writing. I'm getting my streaming technical stuff together. I'm playing more guitar and practicing. I'm even getting my multi-track. I've been very remedial with GarageBand. I'm getting that together so I can get my ideas down. I'm finding some old DATs from my very first CD, which I did 20 years ago. And I'm actually taking some of those tracks, everything but, you know, the vocal I've got, you know, with the vocal. But I'm saying, you know what? I would love to re-sing some of these things, because I sing a whole lot better now than I know the song.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going back. I've got my master writer. I've got 150 ideas on there. So I'm really going back and saying, I'm here to create. And what the defense is giving me is giving me the time and the space to create. And I can be as pissed off as I want to be. I can be as angry as I want to be. And I allow that to come out sometime. But I'm going to use that, what I call red energy, to motivate me, to kick me in the butt and do these things that I know I need to do and I want to do that allow me to be the best version of who I am. I know I sound very idealistic, but that's really the way I'm, I'm doing my best to think that way.
Well, I love listening to you because, you know, you talk about people remembering you with the big hair back in the days in the 70s. Of course, you know, all of us do who sort of grew up in that period along with you. And but, you know, if people have paid attention to your more recent work, I mean, this kind of philosophical view of things comes across in your music now. And that's one of the real highlights of the music that you present when you do shows now. So,
thank you, Larry.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. So I really appreciate your reflecting on it that way. Yeah. Yeah. It's just so hard. You know, one thing we all keep on talking about, and I've mentioned this so much, but what we all miss so badly is being in a room with people making music. And, you know, it's that real experience that can't be simulated or can't be done online and can't. You know, we can enjoy artists that we know and care about online up to a point, and then they themselves have this strange feeling of performing to an empty space without any feedback. So,
well, it's interesting to overcome that. In other words, I'm looking into my camera or the camera on the computer. And I have to know, I have to trust. I think there's a lot of trust involved. I have to trust that there are people out there who are actually tuning in to what I'm doing, who are hanging on every note and every word, who are really engaged in what I'm doing. And therefore, even though I can't see them, I don't know, I just have to trust that they're there. It's not a question of how many, just like in an audience. I mean, sometimes when you're playing in a theater, and there's a spotlight on you, you can't see anybody. You know they're there, but you can't see any faces. So sometimes I might have to pretend that I'm singing to my dog. My dog is out there. I want to put a smile on my face. Okay,
right.
I'm going to think of my dog. That'll put a smile on my face. Otherwise, I might get freaked out.
Yeah.
So I think it's a question of it's a learning curve, and how do you do that? How do you look into the camera? So it's like my own TV show. And how do I relate? And how do I talk about things that I feel like talking about, you know, whether it be, you know, life or emotion or political, and tie it into the song and turn it into a show? Because what we do is it's really more than about the songs. I've had to learn this in the last 20 years of being a singer-songwriter. We're entertainers. So it's up to me to entertain, to compel the people out there to somehow listen to me, that it's about the song, but it's about the talking in between the song, telling about the song, sharing some of myself.
Yeah.
And it turns out people really like that. So it's a different medium, but it's a craft unto itself.
That's right. That's right. Well, that describes what your shows are like now, which is, you know, you're describing it perfectly. The whole package of you being on stage, you and Alice, when you perform together, and the interchange and the interchange with the audience and the stories that connect the songs, you know, it's what we all love about live performance. So,
and it'll come back.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to trust it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm guessing, I mean, I'm not going to feel safe till there's not just a vaccine, but a vaccine that is proven to work. And that's why I'm giving it a full year.
Yeah.
You know, and again, if it happens earlier, but, you know, the good news, Larry, is that those of us and most people who really like live music, when it comes back, I think people are going to be really hungry for it.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, there, you know, there could be little things, like I talked to a friend up in Bakersfield, if Alice and I do some more recording up there, which we're probably going to do in the next month. A friend who did a house concert for us, I call him up. I said, hey, can you maybe do one in your backyard or in your driveway where we have the social distancing? We're outside.
Right.
We set up a little PA. People are far enough away. We don't have to worry. He said, yeah, I'd love to do that for you.
Yeah.
So I think there are some interim situations that we can work out with live.
Yeah, and I think, frankly, our experience here at Centrum with having outdoor concerts, that will be the first way back in, I think. And
you can't do that now.
No, right? No. The rules now in Washington, since they're trying to clamp down harder about it, is that there's no live performance in front of an audience at all. So,
and you know what? And look, first of all, I like Inslee a lot. You know, I think he's, you know, I don't live in Washington, but I mean, just when he was in the presidential run, sure. I liked everything he had to say.
Yeah.
But, you know, the biggest problem with, you know, with Trump insisting that we open up the economy because he wants to get reelected is that if we had only waited another month, we really could have flattened the curve. Mm-hmm. And like I said, all this time is wasted now. So I'm totally, it's like if we have to shut down completely again, let's go back and do it right, mm-hmm. you know, because in the long run, it will be less painful. In the long run, the run will be shorter. So whatever it takes, I just hope we can just be sensible about it. And I fear for the whole thing with schools opening and kids and parents and grandparents and teachers and janitors. I pray to God. I hope that it doesn't turn out the way it looks like it might. I hope it works out. I really do.
Yeah. Well, will you keep us informed of virtual concerts, virtual chances for us to see your work in between now and when we can actually come see you or have you come out here and see us and perform in the studio, perform outside on the grass or something? So Alice told me about a McCabe's sponsored online concert on the 22nd of August.
Yes. Saturday the 22nd. Yeah. We're excited about that. I haven't seen Alice in almost 8 weeks. She was back east, so we'll see each other soon. She's, you know, isolating, so we don't, you know, don't want to take any chances. But we're also probably going to do, besides the McCabe thing, we'll probably do some other online things. So if any of your listeners want to find out, my email is freebo@freebomusic.com. Great. I'll put you on my email list, and it'll come out to, I'll let people know where we're going to be. But meanwhile, the 22nd at McCabe's, we'd really appreciate support. Great. And that'll be Alice and me as a co-bill.
Well, thank you for being such a great friend of community radio, of KPTZ, of the whole music world. You have a lot of people here who love hearing from you and love seeing you, so... When things open up, we can't wait to have you back here. So,
thank you, Larry. I love Port Townsend. Yeah. They've been very, very supportive. And I love your station. I said this before, I know your listeners are, I know you realize this, I'm preaching to the choir, but people, you got to support this station. There are so few truly community, you know, oriented stations left in this country that I hope you realize how precious it is what you have there. So keep supporting it and keep doing what you're doing, Larry.
Okay, thanks, Freebo. Great. Well, we will talk to you before long, and thanks for spending the time with us.
I look forward to that.
Okay, great.
My pleasure.